Live from San Francisco on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network, you are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with your hosts, Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi.
Are you ready? Are you ready? Let's get it on!
How's it going, everybody? Brian Alvarez here on Wrestling Observer Live. We are here every day, Monday through Friday, noon Pacific, 3 Eastern. Sundays, 3 Pacific, 6 Eastern, Sports Byline USA Radio Network, Sirius Satellite Radio, American Forces Network, Cable Radio Network, iHeartRadio, iTunes, TuneIn Radio, the list goes on and on. The most listened to daily pro wrestling and mixed martial arts radio show in the world. A lot of news to get into here today on a Monday. Ring of Honor announced they're leaving Destination America. As of the end of this month, they signed a six-month contract. It is expiring. They will be leaving Destination America, and they will be moving, not necessarily moving. If you have been watching the show on a Sinclair affiliate, which I do here, they air, I believe, Friday night, Saturday morning at like 1 a.m. or something like that, but I get it on a Sinclair affiliate. Many people do, many people do not. Many of you had to watch it on Destination America. But now, if you are watching it on Destination America, you should check to see if you have a Comet TV affiliate, as they will be airing every Wednesday night at midnight on Comet Television. Comet is a new Sinclair station, which is jointly owned by Sinclair and MGM. It is a 24-hour, 7-day-a-week science fiction multi-channel network. They're going to have over 1,500 hours of premium MGM content. It premiered in over 60% of the company and over 65 million homes on October 31st of this year. This means that the Sinclair-owned Ring of Honor will now be available in such markets as New York, New York, Los Angeles, California, Chicago, Illinois, Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, Seattle, Washington, where it actually already had been airing, Denver, St. Louis, Missouri, San Francisco, Oakland, San Jose, Washington, D.C., Pittsburgh, Houston, and more. We're going to talk about that after the break, plus what it means for Ring of Honor and TNA. A lot of stuff coming up today. Check it out. Wrestling Observer Live, Sports Byline USA, Radio Network.
Billions of dollars continue funding every single year to businesses all across this greatest nation on God's green earth. This is Michael Medved for BusinessLoansNow.com, where they don't focus on personal credit. Funding can be used for payroll, equipment, added cash flow, and startups. If your business could use up to $500,000 within just a couple of days or up to $5 million within a week, I encourage you to visit BusinessLoansNow.com. Find out how much your business could qualify for. That's BusinessLoansNow.com.
When you cough all day, you forget what a miracle coughing is. Your cough soars out of your mouth at 50 miles an hour. Your cough is faster than a greyhound and nearly twice as fast as the fastest man on earth. So when your husband spends all night coughing, remember what an amazing world you live in.
Or else, try Robitussin 12-Hour. It soothes and delivers fast, powerful cough relief for up to 12 hours. New Robitussin 12-Hour, because it's never just a cough. Use as directed.
When is your flu shot more than a flu shot? When it helps give a life-saving vaccine to a child in need in a developing country. Walgreens Get a Shot, Give a Shot program has helped provide 7 million vaccines through the UN Foundation thanks to customers like you. Make your flu shot make a world of difference. Walgreens, at the corner of happy and healthy.
Through August 31st, 2016, for every immunization given, Walgreens will donate 18 cents up to $2 million. Learn more at walgreens.com/get a shot. Vaccine restrictions apply.
Do you have an old car sitting in your driveway? How would you like to learn a hassle-free way to get rid of it, help kids in need, and get a great tax donation in the process? It's real easy. One simple free call to our car donation hotline is all it takes. Call the Neshama Foundation at 800-760-4895, 800-760-4895. We'll come pick your car up for free and give you a tax donation for the full value of the car, running or not. The value of your unwanted car will go to help kids in need. It's fast and easy. Just call us and your car will be gone and on its way to helping children in 48 hours. And you get a nice tax deduction. Call the Neshama Foundation now to get rid of your car, help kids, and get a tax write-off.
Call 800-760-4895. 800-760-4895. 800-760-4895. That's 800-760-4895.
We paid less for our Craftmatic today than we did 20 years ago.
If you're still searching for the perfect solution to a good night's sleep, call now for prices and free information on today's Craftmatic adjustable beds. And then decide when you see how little they cost. Discover Craftmatic for less, up to 50% less than today's leading memory foam brand.
Call 1-800-414-1051. That's 1-800-414-1051. 1-800-414-1051. Call now.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
We're back here on the show. Brian Alvarez here, WrestlingObserver.com, joined by Mike Sempervivi, also of WrestlingObserver.com. A lot of news to get into here today. We'll be taking phone calls and such later. Studio line, 425-488-0525. Toll free, 844-411-5411. That is 844-411-5411. Text messages to 425-780-7566. Ring of Honor to air nationally on Comet starting on December 2nd. As noted in the opening segment of the show, Ring of Honor off Destination America after their six-month contract expired. But Sinclair and MGM have created a new television multi-channel science fiction network, Comet, which is going to be available in over 60% of the country, over 65 million homes. This is in addition to all of the other Sinclair markets that Ring of Honor is in. And if you're in New York, L.A., Philadelphia, Seattle, Denver, etc., you will be able to watch Ring of Honor. It will be airing every Wednesday night, as it had been on Destination America, at around midnight Eastern, 11 Central, on Comet. And that starts on December 2nd. Now, two things about this that are important. Number one, this means that Ring of Honor is now available in even more homes than ever before. Now, granted, it's not the best time slot in the world, midnight Eastern, 9 Pacific, but still, it's available in significantly more markets than before. Now, I don't know exactly how many homes Ring of Honor is in. I think Sinclair was somewhere around 40 million. Now, obviously, if you had 40 million and 65 million, it sounds like virtually every single home in the country is going to be able to get Ring of Honor. But as I look at the list of places where it is now available, it's listing Seattle, and obviously they were already available in Seattle, so that's doubling up right there. So I'm not sure how many homes it's in, but I do know it's a lot more, and it's some major markets that it was not available in before. Prior to the Destination America deal, these are over-the-air stations, so it's not even cable. It's over-the-air, so that's very, very big for Ring of Honor. One negative is for TNA. Now, I don't know for sure. This is all speculation on my part, but Destination America had a new programming manager come in. I forget the exact title, but essentially this person was going to reevaluate all of the programming on Destination America. This was a couple of months ago. So basically, they could have come in, looked at the Ring of Honor numbers, and Ring of Honor did peak at 227,000 viewers at one point for a single airing. And they could have said, well, let's keep this Ring of Honor. Let's sign them to a new deal. And, I mean, it's possible that that was offered, but Sinclair then pulled them because they're going to put them on Comet. I don't know. All I know is they did not renew for Destination America. So long story short, I think that means it's probably unlikely that TNA will be saved from their removal from Destination America coming up in January. But we'll see what happens. This is good news for Ring of Honor.
It is in that they get the chance to be seen in some major markets where they were not available before. The catch with this is these are digital sub-channels. Probably the biggest ones nationwide are like MeTV, Cozy TV, Retro TV, where these are, if you do not have cable or satellite for some reason, say you have a channel 6, well, now there's a 6.1, which would be your channel 6, a 6.2, which would have some sort of alternate programming. And that's basically what this Comet channel is. MGM and Sinclair have put this thing together, or at least they've been working on it for a while. So basically, if you already have a Sinclair affiliate, you'll just be able to probably see the show again if you happen to miss it over the weekend and catch it on Wednesday. But this is no game changer or anything like that. But it again, a little bit of TV is still better than nothing. How much impact will it really have? Probably not, because these stations, when they are put on cable and satellite channels, and I don't believe they're on any satellite channels, but when they're on cable channels, they tend to be way up in the channels. They're channels that people usually don't watch. So it's... Again, it's going to be an education process as far as people understanding when it's on, where it's on, and getting them to set their DVRs for it. When it comes to TNA, I don't know. Destination America isn't a channel I get. It's not a channel that anybody watches. For their sake, I hope something breaks well for them, but I seriously can't see it looking like it's going to. With all the talent that they've lost, with everything that they've lost, I just can't see from a TV point of view why they would be programming that you would spend even 1 cent on, or even really bother to go with. The ratings have varied. The viewership has varied widely. It's still maybe one of the better rated shows on Destination America for what's that worth. But reality says that you can put anything on from the Discovery Networks on that channel, and it would end up being cheaper and serve your own interests better. So tough times for Impact, but maybe they survive worldwide.
It's not the best channel in the world, but it's still a channel. If you are in New York, before, unless you had Destination America, there was no way to see this programming unless you wanted to go online. Now, if you want to look for it, you got the channel, and you can find it and you can watch it. Yes, it's not a game changer, but it is an expansion.
Are you talking about ROH or TNA?
This is Ring of Honor with the Comet deal. So yeah, it is an expansion of the television, and obviously they're not paying anything for that, Ring of Honor. So hopefully it will help them out, and we'll see what the future holds for TNA as January comes near and they have no announcements.
I am happy for them. I just hope that they really have got to blitz this, and I don't know how they're going to do it. Again, these channels are so small, and they are so unfortunately insignificant in this universe right now, unless there is a show that you really like to see on. Like, say you're a really old, the old version of Hawaii Five-0 fan. Well, you'll probably know that MeTV is on your register there somewhere, but they're going to have to do a big job getting that word out there. And fans are going to have to do a big job getting that word out there to other fans to let them know that this is available so it can actually help them go run TV in other places and go, you know, back up their TV, which they haven't done yet in New England, although I would assume that's going to be coming because of the NESN deal.
I don't think that this is going to result in anyone new, any new fans stumbling upon Ring of Honor. That's very, very unlikely. But if you, we don't know numbers, obviously, for Access Television, but the word inside Access is that New Japan does very well, New Japan on Access. And it's easier to stumble upon New Japan on Access than it is to stumble upon this Ring of Honor show on Comet, at least right now. But there are a lot of wrestling fans who probably you're not watching a lot of Access Television, but they know that if they have Access, they can watch New Japan, and they go find it. And I think that that's the strength of this deal. If you are a Ring of Honor fan in New York, and you've never got the television, now you can go find it. You're not going to stumble upon it as a brand new fan, but you can go find it. The option is now available for you. And so that is a positive for Ring of Honor. And it does open them up to, as noted, a lot of markets they've never been in before. I don't think that a lot of people in San Francisco are just going to be stumbling upon it. But hey, if you're in San Jose, Dave Now we'll be able to watch Ring of Honor on Sinclair/Comet. And hey, maybe you will stumble upon it if you're a big fan of Star Trek reruns, because it is a science fiction network, and MGM has got 1,500 hours of content they're going to be airing on Comet. I can only imagine what that might be, but that is the new deal for Ring of Honor. And this person here texted and said, I know Kansas City lost all of their Sinclair affiliates, and Comet is not available. No Ring of Honor in Kansas City. Well, I don't see it here on the press release either, so this fella's out of luck. We're going to head to a break. By the way, guy kept calling and then hanging up. If you call, there's no call screener. If you hear the show, just hang out because you're next in line. Take some phone calls, emails, etc. after the break. And more news, Wrestling Observer Live, Sports Byline USA, Radio Network.
I'm Dr. Robert Clapper, Chief of Orthopedic Surgery at Cedars-Sinai Medical Group in Los Angeles, California. Dedicated to your health, your life, and your sports. As a weekend warrior, you know about sports injuries and pain. Exercise is an important element in keeping your body's core in good shape to minimize sports injuries. But when you are in pain, there is one product that I recommend to my patients, and that is Blue Goo Gel. Blue Goo consists of a proprietary formula developed specifically for the treatment of inflammation and general muscle aches and strains. I recommend Blue Goo for my patients coping with hip and knee pain before surgery, especially bursitis and tendonitis. Give Blue Goo a try. Call 1-888-330-0123 and you'll receive a 1 week supply of Blue Goo absolutely free. The makers of Blue Goo are even paying the shipping. The number again is 1-888-330-0123. If you want more information on Blue Goo, visit online at www.dothegoo.com.
Now available at select Big Five stores near you.
Today, investors need to secure and protect their life savings. With government spending out of control, they continue to print money to cover the ever-increasing debt, which decreases the value of the dollar and promotes inflation. American Bullion offers a hassle-free opportunity to transfer any portion of your existing IRA or previous 401k to a gold IRA for your protection. Take advantage of the lower gold prices today and enjoy the long-term security and hedge against inflation that gold and silver can provide in an IRA. Thousands of others have trusted American Bullion to transfer their IRAs into gold, and you can too. Call American Bullion today and discover the stability, protection, and peace of mind that a gold IRA can bring. Call American Bullion today at 800-576-1046 for a free consultation and receive their free IRA rollover guide, which offers the best information on gold IRAs. Keep your life savings safe and sound when you can. Call 800-576-1046. That's 800-576-1046 for your free gold IRA guide.
When you struggle with credit card bills every month, you're not just in debt. Debt is all around you.
I see people every day that are on the brink. They're going to go over the edge, and at the bottom is bankruptcy, and we pull them back.
At the Debt Helpline, we're experts at helping you resolve your debt problems and become free of debt. We can help you pay off your debt and give you one lower monthly payment that you can afford.
You do get to consolidate your payments. You only have to worry about making one payment a month instead of making three or four or five.
If you have $5,000, $10,000 or more in credit card bills, call the Debt Helpline now for a free confidential debt analysis.
800-957-6063. 800-957-6063. Call the CESI Debt Helpline right now for a free, confidential debt review. 800-957-6063. 800-957-6063.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
So during the commercial break, we discovered that this Comet is airing, among things, The Outer Limits, and also, as somebody noted here, Solar Babies from 1986. Those of you looking for Solar Babies may, in fact, stumble upon Ring of Honor on this new Comet TV. So there you go. Yes?
Looking up the Solar Babies here, I remember Jamie Gertz was in that.
Yeah, 1986.
Huh.
How about that? All right, everybody. Tonight on, I got to talk about this.
Yes.
I'm going to try to stay calm.
FCC violations, remember that.
I know. I'm going to really try and stay calm. So I watched SmackDown this week. Now, let me start at the beginning here. The Undertaker and Kane were kidnapped by the Wyatts. Y'all remember this? They were kidnapped. So Undertaker and Kane are kidnapped by the Wyatts, and Bray Wyatt alerts us that he has eaten their souls. Eaten them. In a meal.
Man.
Yeah.
It was amazing enough that they just were able to walk out with two men and kidnap them to parts unknown in front of not only thousands of people live, but millions across the world. But then they ate them?
They ate their souls. Oh, so man. Then on Monday, they're on Raw, and the main event of Raw is billed as Bray Wyatt talking. Not Hunter, John Cena, Bray Wyatt talking. This led to the lowest Raw rating viewership ever. Ever. That includes holidays. The lowest viewership ever for Raw. 2.8 million viewers. In that segment, The Undertaker and Kane returned. They had not been eaten. And The Undertaker and Kane returned, and they single-handedly, the two of them, Undertaker and Kane, two men, beat up all four of the Wyatts. Beat them up. Left them laying. Left them for dead. Undertaker and Kane getting their revenge in a handicap situation. 2-on-4. So that leads us to SmackDown. And on SmackDown, my brain must have shut off when I read the spoilers, because I must not have gotten past the first segment of the show. Because in the first segment of the show, Bray Wyatt came out. Bray Wyatt, who he's had his entire army, four men, decimated by two men. Bray Wyatt comes out on SmackDown, and Bray Wyatt has a plan. Bray Wyatt's plan is, since four of my men were beat up by you two, I challenge you to a match at Survivor Series. Now, was his match me and what army against you two? Maybe I'll recruit more Wyatt members, since obviously four was not enough. Maybe I'll find two more men, and the six of us will challenge you 6-on-2 for Survivor Series. Do you dare accept? No, that was not Bray Wyatt's plan. Bray Wyatt's plan was, well, since you two beat up four of my men on Monday, I challenge you to a match 2-on-2 at Survivor Series. You beat us in an unfair fight. Therefore, I challenge you to a fair fight at the pay-per-view. Now, my first thought was, well, this is the dumbest thing I've ever heard of. The Undertaker and Kane beat up four men, and so your solution is to challenge them to a 2-on-2 fair fight? How stupid is that? It gets worse. Bray then challenges the Usos. I don't know if he even challenged them. I just know that the Usos versus two of Bray Wyatt's men was going to be the main event of the SmackDown show. Now, my first thought was, okay, fine. Obviously, these two men of Bray Wyatt's choosing are going to go in there and they're going to destroy the former tag team champions, the Usos. They're going to go and show that, you know what? It's 2-on-2. It's a fair fight at Survivor Series against Undertaker and Kane, but hey, we're really bad. We destroyed the Usos in a fair fight here in the main event. I was wrong. The main event takes place. The Usos come out. The Usos beat up Luke Harper and the Vintner, Eric Rowan. They beat them up. They send them packing outside. They hit giant dives to the outside. They're about to win a fair fight with two Wyatt family members when the rest of the Wyatt clan runs in. They destroy the Usos for the disqualification.
You got a problem with that?
I think I just fainted. So, to recap in 5 seconds, Undertaker and Kane beat up four men. Bray Wyatt challenges them to a 2-on-2 match. Bray Wyatt goes out for a 2-on-2 match on SmackDown against the Usos. They can't beat the Usos. They need to run in for the disqualification. And this is supposed to make me care about a 2-on-2 match at the Survivor Series against Undertaker and Kane? Now, on top of all of that, fine. SmackDown was the dumbest show of all time. That's the stupidest booking I've ever heard in my life to set up what could be. I know this sounds hard to believe, everybody. There's a world title final at Survivor Series. But you know what? It's also the 25th anniversary of The Undertaker, or whatever they're billing it as. It's his anniversary show. So if you think there's no chance that they won't headline with this Undertaker match, think again. I don't think they will, but they might. It's possible. So for the dumbest booking I've ever heard of in my whole life to set up a main event program, which they did on SmackDown, I thought, well, you know what? Fine. Maybe on the go-home show, come hell or high water, somehow the Wyatts will beat up and lay out Undertaker and Kane. So as a viewer, I will think, well, you know what? Maybe I should pay. I don't even know why, but maybe I should pay to see Undertaker and Kane get their revenge. Well, plans can change, but as of this morning, there were no plans for Undertaker and Kane to be laid out at the end of Raw tonight.
I don't even know
where to go with this.
That there is nowhere to go with that.
I am baffled beyond description by what I have seen the last two television shows for WWE, this Undertaker and Kane versus Wyatt's feud. Literally, this may be the dumbest booking I have ever in my life heard of for a potential main event program.
With The Undertaker. Think about that. This is The Undertaker, who would be seen once or twice a year, really has not been seen much more than that this year. It was WrestleMania, it was the match with Lesnar, the series with Lesnar, and now this. It's only been three things. I'm not going to let him get me down. I don't watch SmackDown, and I guess at the end of the day, I just don't care. I don't care where this storyline is going. I like Bray Wyatt. I like The Undertaker. Great. This just feels like one big way to fill time. It seems like you wanted to have The Undertaker around, but you really didn't know what you wanted to do with him. The booking, like you said, when it came to the Undertaker and Kane already got their revenge, and if they weren't going to get beaten up tonight, which doesn't seem to be the case, then what's the point of any of this? And you could say that a lot about a lot of their booking.
Forget all the other booking. Let's concentrate on this one.
But I'm just saying, it's just extra surprising that it comes at the hands of The Undertaker, and it's frankly a little bit depressing.
Because
if you can't take care of The Undertaker, you can't take care of anybody.
Oh, they're taking care of The Undertaker. That's not my issue. They're taking care of him just fine. He got his revenge already on Monday.
They proved again
on Friday that their opponents are fools and weak, and this is supposed to set up a match I'm supposed to care about on.
But because of that, this whole thing means nothing. So who cares? Does it really help The Undertaker? No. In fact, some people could look at it, and have the perception that it's just dragging him down too, and it's a waste of bringing him back. Well, there's the whole thing. So if you can't help out The Undertaker, then the hell with all of it.
You're missing my point.
I know. I understand your point. I just don't even. This just isn't helping anybody, and the whole thing is it's what it is.
I am so angry about this booking. I will pay $100 if they just take this match off the show. That's how little I care about paying for it. I'll pay them to take it off the show.
Just make sure you spend your $9 this month and then just don't even bother to watch it and just watch New Japan Pro Wrestling.
I don't think that they can. Maybe they can. I wonder if they can determine whether I turned off the show, the pay-per-view, in the middle of that match.
Because if you rant on Twitter about it, yes.
I just don't.
He's down, folks.
I'm boycotting SmackDown.
You should.
Somebody asked for how long, and it won't be forever, everybody, but I gave the show a chance again because I wanted to see the Tyler Breeze debut, and then obviously they were going to be doing tournament matches on that show, so I gave it another chance, but it has lost my fandom for the next short period of time. I'll give it a shot again.
Show even on Hulu Plus.
When they go to the USA Network, I'll give it a shot again. Maybe if it sounds like it's getting better in the meantime. But there's literally no reason to. I could watch New Japan. I could watch Breaking Ground. There's a lot of stuff on the WWE Network that I could watch. I could watch Lucha. There's a million things that I could watch besides SmackDown. I'll tell you what I could watch. We're talking about Comet TV and Ring of Honor. Ring of Honor on Sinclair this week is so great. It is so great. We reviewed it on the Brian and Vinny show last night. You've got War Machine against the Beer City Bruiser and Silas Young. Awesome. Unbelievable. You've got a great promo where Steve Corino retires, apparently for real, because he really does need neck surgery and he's out of here. You've got the main event program with The Addiction. I had no break here. I'll tell you more after the break. There is an amazing squash match involving Michael Elgin, which I've got news on, by the way. We'll talk about all of this after the break. Observer Live, Sports Byline USA, Radio Network.
They're out there. Gunk, corrosion, and wear. Relentlessly preying on engines. But new Shell V-Power Nitro Plus Premium Gasoline provides unbeatable protection from gunk and corrosion and superior protection against wear for the best total engine protection you can get. Stay ahead of engine threats with new Shell V-Power Nitro Plus Premium Gasoline today.
GEICO applauds your inner journey seeker.
GEICO gives a hearty pat on the back to the part of you that just wants to get out and ride your motorcycle, to take to the open road, and let the wind and bugs fly your way. In fact, bring on the bugs. They can't stop your quest for highway enlightenment. GEICO insures not only your car, but also that fine-looking bike of yours, with a custom-tailored policy and the best rates for you. So next time you suit up for adventure, make sure to take GEICO along for the ride.
GEICO Motorcycle. See how much you could save.
Hey there, travelers. You going somewhere? Need a hotel? Then call Hotel Wiz anytime, day or night, for rates too low to publish. You can save up to 75% on over 500,000 hotels across the globe and get our best price guarantee with no booking or cancellation fees ever. We've got some of the lowest hotel prices you'll find in New York, Chicago, Las Vegas, San Francisco, Washington, D.C., and a lot more. Don't waste your time surfing for deals. Make a free call right now and find deals too low to publish. Save up to 75% right now with no cancellation fees. And to make it even easier on you, we're here 24/7 to help. So call right now. Bookmark us in your cell phone. Whatever you need to do, just pick up the phone and call this number for hotel deals that'll knock your socks off.
800-507-3777. 800-507-3777. 800-507-3777. 800-507-3777.
The experts at Web.com want to build your business a successful website for free, just like they did for these Web.com customers.
We've used and looked at other website designers, but there's nobody better than Web.com.
Web.com can have your website built for free and up and running in as little as 7 days. Plus, promote your site on all the major search engines like Google, Yahoo, and Bing.
If you're in business today and you don't have a web presence, you won't be taken seriously.
Call now to get your website built for free. If after 30 days you're happy with your new website, we'll continue to provide promotion, hosting, support, and maintenance, all for just one low monthly fee. If not, cancel and pay nothing. Call 855-254-SITE, 855-254-SITE. 855-254-7483 or go to web.com/radio. There is no upfront charge for building the website, after which the ongoing fee applies. Rights to the website are relinquished upon cancellation unless otherwise purchased.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
This caller's been waiting on the studio line for a long time, so you're on the air, my friend. What's happening?
Nothing much. How's it going with you guys?
Very good. What's up?
All right, my question is concerning the WWE World Title Tournament. You know, you look at this bracket, and you have guys like Kalisto, you know, who's actually in the quarterfinals, and Breeze, Stardust in the tournament, Titus. But how come WWE didn't bring any, like, big stars back, like a Sting or, like, Jericho, maybe like an RVD or... or bring up some more Joe, or even maybe put Undertaker in the tournament. Like, this tournament is just so lackluster of star talent, and I'm just wondering why is it, you know, why is this the case?
Well, here's the issue to me. Yes, they could have brought in Jericho. They could have brought in The Undertaker. They could have brought in guys like that. But then you got to beat them. And I don't think that they wanted to beat The Undertaker in a tournament and do a bunch of cheap finishes. The bigger issue, it's not even so much that they didn't bring in bigger names. It's that they brought in such lame names. I mean, when you have the New Day on television and they're talking about how not a single... We're the tag team champions. And not a single one of us is in this tournament here. It's like, you're right. Why is Big E, Kofi, why aren't any of these guys in the tournament, but Stardust is? Like, all of a sudden, now they don't want to beat Xavier Woods. Is that the problem?
Yeah, no, I know what you mean. And it's just like, it's just frustrating to see this kind of talent being brought up and just then just being hidden away like this. You know, and the champions, they should be in the, they should be in the picture. And that's what, like, it's just, it's frustrating to see, and it's predictable too. And I don't understand. So, I mean, you think Roman's obviously going to win this tournament now, right?
I would think so. I mean, Del Rio could win, Dean could win, but it's probably going to be Roman.
All right. And then Cesaro goes down too.
I'm sure.
Oh, man. All right. Well, I'll be checking out the Ring of Honor TV. I want to see this match that you guys have been talking about, saying how it's awesome. So hopefully that will make life better.
It's better than Raw, I'll tell you that. I want to thank you very much for the call. Yeah, would it have been that hard? Would it have been that hard for Kalisto to beat Big E in an upset, which also sets up a tag team title match?
Again, I know it sounds stupid, but it's like, you know, Jack Swagger is a former champion. Mark Henry is a former champion. You have them there. Yes, putting them in there wouldn't be a big deal, but guess what? Unlike The Undertaker, who you'd put in there and have to beat, you can beat those guys without a problem, but it makes it seem more important. It makes it seem like, hey, you know, we want that title back. Yeah, we've had our ups and downs, but, you know, we want to have that big gold back again. And to have not have Big E or Xavier or Kofi Kingston in there, that doesn't make any sense either. At least one of the three, have the other two be in a tag match, a tag title match that night, or be tied up that way where they couldn't be in it, but one guy at least could, and you could have beaten them. And like you said, with Kalisto maybe over, you know, Big E, fine, if that's the way you wanted to go. But again, it's, the title doesn't mean anything. It's not important. It's unfortunate. Hopefully, again, while guys are gone, they're able to build things back up again, but they're certainly not doing it with storylines like they had on SmackDown and the deal with The Undertaker.
You know, if you're going to put geeks in the tournament...
Go, like, all out?
No. If you're going to put geeks in the tournament, at least think for like 5 seconds and come up with a storyline such as, wow, isn't it strange that one side of the bracket has all of the stars and Roman Reigns' side of the bracket has Stardust and Kalisto and all of these geeks? And, oh, lo and behold, what an easy trip he had to the finals. And then, of course, you can have the Authority come on television and say, you know what, we put you in this tournament, but, hey, we helped you out getting there to the finals. You want to know why these geeks are in the tournament? Because we put that side of the bracket together to help you get to the finals because, you know what, we see you as the next guy. They keep doing their push. At least that's something of a story. There's no logical explanation as to why Stardust is in this tournament. Why is Kalisto in the tournament, not Sin Cara? No logical explanation whatsoever. Let me talk about this Ring of Honor show here. And then I want to talk about Japan. Silas put the boys to work. Awesome. War Machine against the Beer City Bruiser and Silas Young. Awesome. You want to see big, giant dudes nearly killing each other? Great match for you right there. Including War Machine hitting their finish on the Beer City Bruiser, which is an amazing feat of strength. Steve Corino's retirement promo. Awesome promo. A great, heartfelt promo. More heartfelt than anything you'll see on any WWE programming nowadays. We have Michael Elgin versus Kevin Lee Davison. The funniest squash ever, which was edited, by the way. It was edited down to this Kevin Lee Davison, this big fat guy, throws a forearm at Michael Elgin. Michael Elgin then clotheslines him right in the neck, and Kevin Lee Davison does not take a traditional bump. He is hit in the neck with a clothesline, and he crumples, and then he's pinned. That's the whole match. Now, I have been alerted that this match was edited. There was one other move in the match. Apparently, there was a botched suplex. I'm very sad they edited that out of this match right here. And then finally, the Addiction versus Bennett and Taven. Let's think back to the last time that WWE had a heel versus heel match. I believe it would have been Alberto Del Rio and Stardust, where they just did every match you've ever seen a million times, and it was so unbelievably boring. Well, here we got two heels on Ring of Honor, and they made a game out of it. It's two heels. Let's see which heel team can out-heel the other team. Great match. Fans are laughing at how entertaining it is when the heels are trying to out-heel each other. This was great. A great television program right there, and it was only an hour long. Find that one. Now, this Tenryu show. Mike, you watched the whole show.
I did.
I watched two matches. And when it was over, I need to watch more. I saw Takayama and Fujiwara against Suzuki and Murakami, which was amazing. And in entirely different ways, Okada wrestled himself in the main event, and Tenryu was there. Also amazing.
Mm-hmm.
What else should I watch on this show?
Well, probably the match that was talked about yesterday to a very short period of the 10-star swing that I and a caller had disagreed on. And the reality is the caller is right. This is a negative 10-star match in some ways. But the fact that there is a 67-year-old great Kabuki and a 73-year-old great Kojika, and they're taking better bumps than some of the guys who wrestle today, that's what makes that a match that you need to see.
When was that? Was that the opener?
The fourth match. Put it to you like this. As you're skipping through it, you'll know when you see Kabuki and Great Kojika. Trust me.
I just know that I'd heard that the opener was a minus 10-star match as well. I don't know if that's true.
Well, the opener had basically it was – this was – I mean, look, the show was – if you were a longtime fan of independent Japanese wrestling – you were having a field day with this. If you were a big New Japan or All Japan fan in its heyday, okay. But this, a lot of the guys on this show, this wasn't for you because it was guys that Tenryu had worked with or booked on the indies and came from independent promotion. So the opening match was Riki Fuji and Senshiro Takagi against Kiku Taro, the comedy figure, who anybody who knows him in the States would probably be because he made a Chikara appearance, and the Winger, who I believe his claim to fame in America would be CZW. So, yeah, there was a lot of that stuff, but there was also a very good Sendai girls tag team match with Mako Satomura, who's a hell of a worker. But I would say if you're going to watch something else, definitely watch that six-man with Kabuki and Kojika, just because it's cringeworthy at times because Kojika is 73 and taking bumps, but it's still pretty amazing. A lot of what else was on the card, again, I don't know how great it's going to be and how much great radio you're going to get out of it. I would suggest Suwama and Yuji Okabayashi against Fujita and Daisuke Sakamoto. They're guys you've seen before. They're guys that everybody knows. And Fujita and Suwama, it was such a... it didn't go off according to plan as far as Suwama and Fujita, and possibly, I would assume, building something up for New Year's Eve. And the crowd turned on it. They were more fans and more chanting for Okabayashi and Sakamoto, who were basically having a sub-match that was attached to the Suwama and Fujita experience that was not getting over well with the crowd.
Let's go to the studio line. You're on the air. Who is this and where are you calling from?
This is from Jim from Virginia.
Yes, Jim.
You was talking about ROH a minute ago. I've just got a question about this new network. Did you say it's called Comet TV?
Comet.
Okay. Now, is that going to take the place of the local affiliates, Sinclair affiliates that now carry ROH?
No. The local Sinclair affiliates will continue to air it on Friday, Saturday, Sunday. It seems to be... wherever you are, it airs at a different time on your local affiliate.
Oh, yeah, we get 11 o'clock on Saturday morning, which is a good time.
Yes.
But the
Comet will be at the same time every week, Wednesdays at 9 Pacific, midnight Eastern.
Okay.
You're Jim, are you close to, like, Roanoke?
Yeah, I get it on Lynchburg Station. I get it on WSET out of Lynchburg.
Oh, that's exactly. That's, I guess, their digital sub-channel, which goes off of that channel 13. It would be like 13.3 would be the one that actually has it then.
Okay, cool. One other thing, I was just talking about the show, ROH. I watched it this week. It was an awesome, awesome show. But the thing that cracked me up was Silas and the boys in the bathroom.
That was a good one, too.
Exactly. And what's her name? I can't think of her name. Used to be in the WWE.
Talking about Maria?
Yeah, you seen her? She liked to get her clock clean, too, in that main event.
Yes, she did.
That was it. And then Steve Corino. Why can you go bad with a Steve Corino promo?
Well, it can go bad because he's really retiring.
I know it. I think his sister used to wrestle, Allison Danger. Isn't it right, Mike?
Is that, yeah, I thought that she was his sister, but I actually have no idea if that's true or not. I can't even remember. But, yeah, I mean, I think her matches are few and far between. If I recall correctly, Adam said on the Big Audio Nightmare when he went to the Shimmer tapings, I believe she was there. Like her and Daisy Hayes or something like that, which would have been the first time in a long time, I guess, they wrestled.
Yeah, she's retired. She's got some kind of health issues going on. All right. Y'all have a good evening.
All right. I want to thank you very much for the call. Yeah, her name is Kathy Carino. So I presume they're related. If anybody knows otherwise, let me know. This person says, will the loser of the Karate Fighters tournament be forced to watch SmackDown? That is a punishment too severe. That is a punishment which does not fit the crime of losing the Karate Fighters tournament. Yes. Filthy Tom Lawler has sent us the original Karate Fighters from 1996. And so on the Brian and Vinny and Craig show for subscribers, we're going to be starting a Karate Fighters tournament. And I haven't decided what punishment the loser will face. I'll probably decide if I determine whether or not I'm going to be the loser. And we've also got the Craig contest for subscribers coming up on Tuesday. Ode to Vinny, 1 minute or less, an MP3, a Vinny V song set to hair metal. And two winners will be getting a copy of WWE 2K16. Also, on the Filthy Tom Lawler Show, every Monday for subscribers at WrestlingObserver.com, we're doing his first annual Filthy Tournament. It is a Twitter promo tournament. We'll talk about it on today's show. Winner of that will also receive a copy of WWE 2K16, which would... The value of that game is over a six-month subscription. So many great reasons to sign up at WrestlingObserver.com, and that is one of them. And also, so you can listen to last night's Brian and Vinny show, where I eviscerated SmackDown with a great deal of profanity, and also talked about how awesome that Tenryu show and Ring of Honor was. And Mike has been doing some added shows as well, a lot of them, actually. We'll talk about that and more after the break. Observer Live, Sports Byline, USA Radio Network.
An urgent alert from the Student Loan Hotline. The average student loan debt is $25,000. Have you been out of college for 10 or more years and you're still making your student loan payments? If you are struggling with paying off your student loan, if you are past due, we can help. Nationwide Student Loan Relief can now restructure your student loans. We can get your student loans out of default, stop any wage garnishments, stop harassing collection calls, and even eliminate your student loan payment. If you can't afford your student loans, or if you're past due and you need help, you must call right now. We will restructure your loan or your money back, and that's a guarantee. So call the Student Loan Hotline right now. 800-949-8707. 800-949-8707. 800-949-8707. 800-949-8707. My joints used to kill me. I'd wake up with stiff knees and a stiff back, and it wouldn't get much better throughout the day. I went to doctors and took almost every supplement you can think of, and nothing seemed to help. Then I found something called Oil Can Joint Lubricant.
They use only top-of-the-line, all-natural ingredients, and I know many companies make similar claims, but here's the big difference. Oil can ingredients are scientifically formulated to work together faster than anything else in the marketplace. That's guaranteed. I take Oil Can every day. My knee pain was gone in just a few days. So if you have knee pain, back pain, and you've tried everything, try Oil Can Joint Lubricant risk-free right now. I'm confident you'll have fewer aches and pains within days, or we will gladly refund your money. Call right now. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795.
Are you struggling with addiction or alcohol problems? If you're depressed, drinking, and using drugs, you may need help, and your insurance may offer coverage.
I knew I could get myself out of this. I just needed some hope and some help.
I took the first step to recovery when I made the call.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-521-3214. 800-521-3214.
I feel like I'm losing control. I'm afraid I'll lose my job or even my family.
Call now for hope and help with proven, gentle recovery programs.
I never thought that I could be somebody who didn't drink and use drugs.
I'm in recovery, getting the help I need.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-521-3214. 800-521-3214.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Back here on the show, final segment here. I want to give Mike an opportunity to talk about this Sin Limite that he did. Mike, what's up?
Yeah, it actually did two in the last, how many days has it been now? I guess it's been about 8 days. One with Carl Stern. That we did last Monday. I've been wanting to talk to Carl for a long time. He's the host of the Dragon King audio show, which is up at for subscribers at WrestlingObserver.com. Does a couple shows a month, history-based, and I've been dying to talk with him, and we were able to kick around a bunch of different subjects, and we're going to be taking a lot of questions from people writing in, kind of wanting to know about the old territories or know about the 80s or know about history, and Carl is a very valuable resource to have on the site, and it's great that he's to be able to do a show with him. And then I did one with Alan Farrell, who writes for the Figure Four Weekly newsletter every week. He does announcing for WXW, the English announcer for them, the German promotion, and is quite intelligent when it comes to the entire Japanese wrestling scene, not just New Japan Pro Wrestling, but the entire scene in Japan as well as in Europe. And I've been dying to talk to him about things outside the New Japan realm as well as the European scene, because we hear a lot about Progress, we hear a lot about Revolution Pro, and we hear a lot about names like Zack Sabre Jr. and Will Ospreay, who have been having some really good years and really kind of made their bones in PWG and got some attention. So we just kind of talk about that scene and kind of try to bring everybody up to date on it.
All right, WrestlingObserver.com, everybody. We are totally out of time. Back every day, Monday through Friday, noon Pacific, 3 Eastern. I want to thank Mike, everybody at Byline, all of you, the listeners. We'll talk to you again next time. Wrestling Observer Live, Sports Byline USA Radio Network.